This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we take a look inside Teen Underground, a group of teenagers that meet at the Lusac Library to work on artistic projects. Candace Blass is the coordinator for Teen Underground. She says the group works with all kinds of media, but on Tuesdays they make videos.
There are groups that like to make action films. There are groups that like to get together and make comedy skits.
And I heard something about a zombie film. Is that still going on?
Well, there's always a zombie film going on. They like zombies, especially with as much like fake blood as possible.
I don't see any zombies on my way into the group's headquarters, but it is rapidly filling with living teenagers.
So, as you can see, they just sort of walk in and know exactly what they're supposed to do. They grab their computers, they grab their cameras, and just go off to continue whatever they were working on last week.
The first kids I meet are Alexis and Patricia. They're best friends, and they inform me that when they first came to Teen Underground, they just knew they were going to hate it.
Well, my mom picked me up from school one day unexpectedly, and she's like, we're going to go to the library. And I was like, but the library is for old people. And she said, it's just this thing about videos, so I hope you guys will like it. I'm like, we're not going to like it, Mom. It's going to be boring. But then it turned out to be super fun.
Today, all the teens are getting ready for next week's video award ceremony. This is Jarrell. He's a student here, and he'll be hosting the event.
So basically, like, everyone's doing video, and we have to submit it today. And then we're just showing off, and people are just, like, they're showing off to judges and people here. It's for fun, and you get, like, awards.
Jarrell will be submitting a video of his own titled The Force. The Star Wars-inspired film is set to music and shows a sequence of events that are played backwards to make it look like Jarrell has Jedi powers.
I'm throwing the book and, like, in the action when I'm filming it. Then once I edit it, I make it look like I caught the book with my own hands. Like, the book's coming to me. I'm just putting it back at the shelf. Like, it's all backwards.
Tuesdays at Teen Underground used to only be about video. But Blass says with the program's growing popularity, the focus has expanded.
So now we have students that are specializing in photography rather than video production. We made a radio PSA the other day, so we have students that are focused on different sorts of media.
More kids and more media forms mean more tutors. And for that, Teen Underground enlisted the staff of ATME, the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
So by spinning through the dial, that'll, like, if you want to take photos, that will help you kind of determine which mode you want to be in.
Alexis, the girl who thinks the library is for old people, says she likes getting to use professional-grade equipment to experiment with photography. And she says there's a lot to learn.
We learned how to take it apart. We learned how to put it together without damaging it. And we learned how to focus, to change the depth. So when you're like, you want to do depth of fields, like blur stuff out and like zoom on one thing.
Alexis shows her friend how to use the rule of thirds while taking a picture.
Zoom in, put it in the left corner.
Left?
Okay. Yeah, left. And we learned flash makes everything better.
Teen Underground hasn't just taught the girls about photography. It's also taught them some responsibility.
We take it home sometimes, and we act like it's the president's or something. Like, it's not ours, and if we go break it, it's like $800. It's going to be pretty expensive.
And it's that kind of growth that makes Candace Blass love her job. She gets to teach the kids, but she also gets to witness them when they're at their best, having fun and being creative.
They come to the library every Tuesday, so they're committed. And if they're at the writing stage or the filming stage or the editing stage, it's really inspiring to see them so focused and passionate about projects. And to see that in a young person is inspiring for me.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.